Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on this Monday, Alan, we're seeing that Israel's military has warned Gaza residents that it would stop any breach of its border fence, and those approaching it in a planned mass protest would be putting their lives in danger. They've dropped leaflets. This is a growing situation at this point.
Well, it really is, David. You have thousands upon thousands of thousands, the largest group ever assembled at the Gaza border. And the Israelis are saying, first, we'll drop the leaflets, and then we'll give you warnings, and then it'll be rubber bullets, and then we will use regular bullets. This is the kind of thing that has had American presidents worried from the very beginning. As you know, Barack Obama, the Bushes, and others have said that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and yet each of them have passed waivers saying not yet. So along comes Trump, he says now, and now he's got consequences. What's even more troubling about the whole thing is that he has anti-Muslim pastors, as I heard it last night at the front and rear end of the ceremony today, who said some terrible, terrible things. So it's clear that this is a confrontation that Donald Trump wants. And there, of course, will be that moment when the Israelis can't handle all of it. I suspect we're going to see that, in which case, if others come in, the Iranians come in and others, then it's inevitable that you're going to have a full-scale war. It is a no-win situation, of course.
We saw the conviction on Friday, Alan, of former New York State Assembly Speaker Democrat Sheldon Silver. And this is felony federal corruption charges. A second time, Silver had been tried after his first conviction was vacated by an appellate court. So once the second most powerful man in New York, now found guilty on 7 counts.
Well, you know, I've interviewed Shelley Silver any number of times. I never thought I knew the guy, but he would come on our air. As you know, David, you were the producer, and we would have these conversations with him. He was powerful. He knew what he wanted to do. And because of low-scale greed, apparently, he jeopardized all of that power, which becomes a lesson for so many politicians who think that elected office allows them to steal. We know that the New York prosecutions don't have the same powers that the feds have, and the feds have used it. Preet Bharara, of course, is the guy who brought all of this stuff up, and now Preet Bharara is one of those people who is being considered by many as the next attorney general. But, of course, he's not going to ask the Democratic polls, who would never give it to him because they're scared of him, for that designation. So if he does it, he'll have to go the signature route, which means he'll have to go around and have his people go around and collect signatures. In a way, that's much harder than if you just get 20% of the Democrats saying in a convention that you should be allowed to be on the ballot. But it also has its good side to it and its productive side in that you have to get out there, you have to get those signatures, and it's a great way of campaigning.
Quite a story in the New York Times, Alan, about President Donald Trump and his lawyer, Michael Cohen, knowing of the sexual misconduct allegations against former State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman in 2013, even shows a cryptic tweet by President Trump back on September 11th in 2013, in which, knowing what we know now, it seems he's referencing the Schneiderman behavior.
I suppose. I mean, the idea that this president, with all of his past misbehavior, says anything about anybody else is way beyond anything I can understand. We have in our home, my wife created a little bit of a poster in that famous Access Hollywood tape nonsense in which he talks about grabbing women and you know where and how and all the rest of it. It's just unbelievable that that's the president of the United States. So here comes a president, he can't help himself saying, you know, better watch out for Schneiderman, and Schneiderman's actions are not good ones, that is for sure, they're terrible. But the idea of a president calling him on it is just beyond belief.
From the Washington Post, as Mueller probe enters second year, Trump and allies go on war footing.
Well, they have no choice. I've been saying that from the very beginning. As you know, David, I've always felt that in the end, Trump is going to have to fire Mueller because he will have no choice. It is clear with all of the convictions and all of the guilty pleas and all of the grand jury appearances that Mueller is going for broke. And, you know, there is this whole question of obstruction of justice. Did you say you fired the FBI director to the Russians in order to get the pressure off of you? So Mueller is doing what he's supposed to be doing. There will be a constitutional crisis, obviously, if they try to fire him now. I read one thing in the newspapers yesterday, which is that people like Mitch McConnell will say Mueller should not be fired and isn't going to be fired. But if he is fired, they won't do a damn thing about it.